What is up, guys? It's Altered State Podcast, episode 85.
85?
Yeah.
Five alive.
Feeling
good.
Along.
I can't believe we are inching ever closer to that century mark.
You weren't alive in this year yet, were you?
Nope.
Oh, 1985 was a good year.
I'm still not.
Oh, it was a good year.
I was not.
I would have been. Let's see.
Fucking Bowling for Soup was not singing about my life.
They were not. No, I was like 7 or 8 years old. You know, world in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
Cable was just becoming a thing.
Oh,
times were great.
Yeah,
times were great.
I'm 87.
Okay, that's right.
But like, just by the hair of my nuts, December of 87.
Oh, okay, that's right.
So really,
yeah.
I'm an 88 baby.
Yeah. Yep.
I came out just in time for Christmas. You know, got a taste. And then really started living in 88.
That's right. Yeah. So,
you know, as
funny,
as infants do, I started really.
So this was always a question I had too. So I'm born in 78. Born in 88. You know, do you consider yourself a child of the 90s?
Yes.
Even though
I was born in the 80s.
Same here.
Absolutely.
I would never consider myself
like a 70s kid.
That doesn't even. When I think of the 70s, I think of bell bottoms and, you know, that kind of like still like late 60s type, you know.
Yeah.
What
peace, love, and understanding.
I think
of
a lot of, what's the blue jewelry?
Fucking opals and shit?
Yeah, like fucking topaz type shit. They're always wearing like, you know what I'm talking about? Like
I know
some
exactly
smoking
what you're
the bandit
about.
Type shit.
I
you
know
exactly
what, I mean? What you're talking about.
You know, just gaudy jewelry. I think that's what I think of when I think of 70s. I think smoking the bandit type shit.
Yeah,
so I didn't know any of that. That was never around me. I never saw that. I didn't know that music.
I have zero memories of the 80s.
Sure.
You know, the earliest things I remember were the 90s. Right. I feel like it would be disingenuous to be like, yeah, I'm an 80s baby.
Right.
The fuck I am. Right.
Well, I even feel weird saying I was born in the 70s.
Yeah.
Because I just think, oh, you're probably born like 72. And you're in the 70s. Like, no, I didn't know anything about the 70s.
Caught the tail end of it.
Yeah, yeah.
The only connection I have to the 80s is I do have a really baller 1987 World Series hat, Cardinals World Series hat, that my dad bought because my mom was pregnant with me. My dad bought it for me. It's my first Cardinals hat, but they didn't make kids' hats back then,
right.
So it's like I couldn't wear it until I was a fucking teenager.
Snap it like on the last snap?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's still badass. I still wear it all the time.
Right.
It's a great summer cap. And it's the first cap I ever owned.
Oh, that's awesome.
Because my dad bought it when mom was pregnant and the birds were in the World Series.
Nice.
So I love that cap. But that's really my only connection to the 80s.
I remember, and you couldn't do this anymore if you wanted to, in 85 and 87, we camped out outside Busch Stadium for playoff tickets.
Mm.
You know, like, for a couple days, like, you know, threw a tent down, me and my dad, my grandpa, and every like few hours, grandpa would make a run for food or snacks or whatever, and go find an alley to piss in, and you know,
and
you're fine.
That shit's gone.
There's no chance you could stand out there.
It was so weird. So in 06, when the Cards won, that was my freshman year of college. I was at Mizzou, and there was a buddy down there who like won a giveaway and he won two tickets to game five that ended up being the clinching game. And he was like, you want to come with me? I was like, fuck yes, I want to come with you. So I had a ticket to game five. So stoked about it. But then like as we were driving back, I was like, man, it feels weird to go to a World Series game without my dad. So I was like, hey man, let's go bring another buddy. And I called my dad. I was like, hey, let's go down to the stadium and get some scalp tickets, man. Surely we can.
Sure.
No, you fucking can't.
Right.
That was not a thing. Like we were totally like, we had like $400 in cash or whatever. We were like, yeah, we just want to get in. Couldn't do it, but ended up being super fucking cool. We just stood outside the stadium cause they had like a projector screen on center field.
Yeah.
Like on the back of, you know, like that, you know, that part of the concourse that you can like see from Clark.
Sure. Yeah.
They put a projector screen onto the brick.
Okay. Yeah.
So we stood out there and then over the course of the night, more and more people showed up. There ended up being like 20,000 people out there and we were just sitting there fucking drinking beer in the parking lot and shit.
That's a good time.
And then when they won, we rattled the gates and fucking the gates came open and we were all standing in the concourse and shit when they were awarding the trophy.
That's awesome.
It was badass.
That's awesome. That's almost better than...
Oh, it's infinitely better than having a ticket.
Yeah,
doing it with my dad, it was even cooler in 2011. That's when I was living in Springfield. Mm-hmm. And when the Birds came back and won game six, I was working at a fucking pizza place down there. I called them and I was like, I will give anybody $100 right now to cover my shift tomorrow night. And then drove back and grabbed my dad and went and grabbed the golf cart and drove it down. And we sat outside Busch Stadium for game seven in 2011.
Fantastic.
Became a tradition.
Fantastic. That's great. That's great. Yeah, that's one thing. Like, you know, it's nothing major, but it's one thing that bums me out. My dad never got to ride the golf cart.
Oh.
You know, he would have dug that.
Yeah.
Because he's just, he's cool. A golf cart guy and he loves the Cardinals. He would have dug that big time.
Yeah.
Anytime I told him I was doing it, he's like, oh, that sounds like a good time. Riding around downtown. Like, because he knew all like the little ins and outs and alleyways and sneak. You know, he knew all that. He was great with the directions. You know, one of those guys. Like,
yeah.
Oh, take a left here.
I got a guy.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, you can cut through this park. Oh, it's fine. It's fine. You know, he was that guy. Never got to ride the golf cart. That bummed me out. But
it was cool to see baseball come back today.
I was going to say,
it'll be nice to see the golf cart back in action this year.
I'm excited. Yeah, come down to DB's and ride the golf cart.
Right. Well, even on the...
Free plug.
I was watching the broadcast today of the first spring training game, and they were talking about... Already they had said the plan is 30% capacity for opening day.
Yep.
It's like over 10,000 people.
Do you think... I think for sure 100% the bars will be packed down there.
Yes.
Do you think will they allow tailgating? Like, they'd be kind of lenient about people partying in parking lots and, you know, things along those lines?
I would be willing to bet.
Because those parking lots are some people's lifeline.
Well, that's what I would be willing to bet. The parking lot that's like patios and, what is it? Killian? What's the name of that other place? I can't think of it.
Yeah. Killian's.
Yeah. I bet that parking lot's jamming.
Sure.
I'll be interested to see, though, like, what kind of imposition the health department wants to make about, like,
right.
I don't know, I feel like, and like right there in the heart of downtown,
it's gonna depend on the weather of the day too. If it's areas outside, it's not much they can say about it.
I think there's gonna be, I don't know, man, it's gonna be weird. I have a hard time prognosticating what it could possibly be, but you know, I think we're talking another month and a half, more people be vaccinated, weather will be warmer.
I tell you what,
I'll be sitting on the patio at DB's.
That's right. Me too.
But I don't know what anyone else is gonna be doing.
I'm with you. I'm hopeful. I'm not saying go out there and spread fucking plague.
Don't turn it into a super spreader event.
Right. I mean, obviously still be safe and be smart about shit, but you know, I think at some point you got to start getting to somewhat normalcy.
Something.
Trying, you know, a little. Yeah. You're never going to go back to 100% because that year happened. So things changed. Just how it works. And I'm cool with that. You know, I honestly would have no problem if going forward I had to wear a mask in the majority of the places I went to. And,
me too.
I don't give a fuck.
And I think I will. I think realistically,
for a while, I probably will.
I think we're wearing masks for the next 3 to 5 years.
That would not surprise me,
Especially at... Big events.
Right.
Baseball games, concerts. Right. In office buildings.
Sure.
If I'm working at the school, I'm quite certain that'll just be standard practice for a long time.
Totally.
And I also think we will have, for an entire generation of people, I think we'll see masks for the rest of our lives. Mm-hmm. Like, I think there will be people that, like, as things loosen up, they will loosen up with it or maybe gain comfort in over a couple of years. But I also think there will be people that, like, I feel like when I go to the grocery store for the rest of my life,
pop one
there
on.
Will be at least 50% of the people in the store will have one on.
Sure. Yeah.
Forever. And that's how it is in a lot of the Asian countries.
I mean,
too.
I would assume, you know, it has been for especially a long time. With, you know, like fast food chains and stuff, wouldn't surprise me if people back there are pretty much always wearing masks when they're serving food from now on. You know, it's just how it's going to be.
So, and I also like, but
strippers.
I also
strippers are probably wearing masks.
I've also,
I'm trying to keep it a little light. We got a little deep there for a few minutes, you know, a little too real.
Right. But it's also like, who gives a shit? It's a piece of fucking fabric.
Absolutely.
You know, right. Like, doesn't really faze me. Right. If it means I get to hang out with my friends and do all the shit that I want to do, yeah, man, cool.
I'm good.
I'll fucking wear it forever.
That's right.
It don't mean shit to me.
That's right.
It is less, it's less of an imposition than my glasses. Sure. I've been wearing those since I was fucking 2 years old, man.
That's a good point. So, to get back into the what we really talked about, shit.
The crux of the matter.
No kidding. So we're going to talk a lot about WandaVision, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
So would you like to talk about something else first? I'll leave this up to you. It's your.
What is your something else?
I got a couple little something else's. Nothing major something else's, but...
So do all of our something else's then take a break and come back and finish with WandaVision?
I would think so, yeah.
Okay.
I would think so.
Okay, I'm here for that.
My first little something else, I want to get your feeling on this rumor. Because it seems legit and also, I don't know, at the same time.
Okay.
Live action Killing Joke. Zack Snyder. But they want Jared Leto as the Joker. They are... They are so impressed. They are saying they're so impressed with his Joker performance in this Snyder cut that they're moving forward with some more Jared Leto Joker shit.
Are they going to give us back Batfleck for it too?
I doubt. I don't know. That was not mentioned in it whatsoever. I don't know how you almost have to.
Right. Well, so much of what. Of like what they alluded to was the Killing Joke, you know, like the Robin costume that was all tagged up by the Joker and shit was in Dawn of Justice. Yep. Like, I think that's the logical story. That would be Death in the Family, not Killing Joke.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck me.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well.
Robin was Death in the Family.
It was.
Killing Joke was Barbara. Barbara Gordon. Oracle.
That's right.
Yeah, that was
her
getting shot.
That's right.
Paralyzed.
That's right.
So very. It seems...
But you don't get to Killing Joke without Death in a Family first, right? Like, Robin's dead in Killing Joke, right?
Yeah.
Or is Robin... Or is it New Robin?
I don't think Robin is featured in that story.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway.
But both were in the 80s.
Right.
So they were pretty comparable timeline.
Sure.
I think that's a... bold thing to be talking about before Snyder Cut even comes out.
I agree.
Like, as terrible as the version of Justice League we got was, and as, like, what I keep trying to remind myself is, like...
That trailer made him look so much different, though, than what we've seen.
Oh, for sure. And that trailer looks cool. But, like, I try to remind myself that, like... While we didn't get Zack Snyder's true vision of what he wanted with Justice League, we did get his true vision of other DC movies that weren't that fucking great either.
Sure.
You know, like, not nearly as bad as Justice League was, like, Batman vs. Superman was not a great movie.
Wasn't great, no.
It's a fine movie, you know, like, I'm not going to sit here and rip it apart, but, like... there's like, what, 27 fucking Marvel movies?
Yeah.
I like 15 of them more than I like Dawn of Justice.
Yeah.
Maybe even 20 of them.
Yeah.
It's not that good of a comic book movie.
Right.
So I keep thinking about, like, Snyder's had a few bites at the apple, and I am super optimistic about the Snyder Cut. I think it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it. All 4 hours, 1 minute, and 58 seconds of it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think it's a little fucking early to be like, you know what? You know what's going to really make this great?
Too early to think Snyder, or too early to think Leto, or both?
Both.
I agree. Yeah, I agree.
100% both.
Yeah, yeah.
I have never been impressed with Jared Leto in anything. And I think
I enjoyed him in Fight Club.
What, he's in like 10 seconds of Fight
Club. He was very nice.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I think Jared Leto is the most overrated Hollywood star.
You know who loves Jared Leto? Jared Leto.
Right.
I agree.
Teenage girls.
I feel like he was in a couple things back in the day that I just
don't
enjoyed.
I can't think of
his early stuff now.
I don't think he's ever been a particularly good actor.
Yeah.
And I think his band sucks ass.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of his music, obviously. Having said that,
a lot of people love fucking 30 Seconds to Mars.
They do.
They're a fucking huge band.
They're a very huge band.
Just like Jared Leto's a huge fucking actor.
Yeah.
And I don't understand it.
Yeah. Well,
I guess I don't need to. More power to him. Don't bother me that he's successful. I'm not that guy. But I just don't fucking get it.
That's.
And I'm sure shit not giving him the Killing Joke.
I hate to bring this up again, but do you know who you sound like?
You sound like talking about Vin Diesel?
Absolutely, 100%.
No, because you hate Vin Diesel, and I just don't understand.
I don't understand why people enjoy Vin Diesel.
And more importantly...
Or Vin Diesel's music.
More importantly, the Killing Joke is just such an iconic story that I think it would be very bold... I think it would be smarter to recast everyone. Like, because, like, I think what we're learning in a lot of the Bat universe is that Batman is a great character, and Batman's villains are fantastic. We know all of this. But Batman doesn't play, like, the things that make Batman interesting don't shine in a shared universe. I think a Bat franchise is kind of a fool's errand at this point. I think Chris Nolan did a Bat franchise as well as it can be done. I would be thrilled to see just my favorite Batman stories told as standalone movies, but not worry about like the sequel, prequel, crossover, any, like, you know, Rob Pattinson's gonna be Batman. It's looking like it's gonna be Long Halloween. Mm-hmm. Fuck yes, man. I am so here for that. I don't need them to somehow parlay a sequel of that that's then Killing Joke. Right. Like, no, man. Give me a different Batman and a different person playing Joker and just give me Killing Joke.
Sure.
Like,
what you mean?
There's so many good stories and so many good performers. Like, fuck a franchise, dude. Let me just see awesome Batman movies forever.
Yeah.
Batman Forever.
I don't. I definitely do not know that one. Ugh, it still hurts to this very day. Once again, I don't understand how... Well, anyway, we're not going to talk more about Val Kilmer. I love Val Kilmer. I'm not going to shit on him. I feel like I shit on Val Kilmer because of the Batman thing.
And because everything he was great at it, and you refuse to admit it.
And it's everything else he's ever done, I love. And I don't hate... Anyway, moving along. Vin Diesel. I didn't want to bring it up, but I did read that they're looking at him for Black Bolt in the cinematic version. Because they're going to bring the Inhumans back.
Uh-huh.
And they're obviously getting rid of the people who did it on TV, because that was not...
Because that didn't
good.
Work.
Yeah.
Well, that was also supposed to be a movie.
Yes, I think it was.
Well, I think Marvel's whole plan for a stretch was...
Inhumans got passed around like New Mutants did.
Well, right.
Not knowing what it was going to be or what it was.
Well, their plan was, if I am remembering correctly, because they weren't going to have access to any of the X-Men, and Inhumans was a relatively blank slate,
mm-hmm.
I think they were using the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. TV show as kind of a soft launch of Inhumans. At least I only watched the first few seasons, and they were really heavily going that way.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think they were going to make the Inhumans movie, and it was going to become like the Inhumans would be able to fill the X-Men void.
Okay.
But when they did such a shit job of it, they were like, all right, now we can't release this, but we made it, so we have to. So we'll release it on TV instead of in the theater.
Yeah.
And now we just have to buy Fox.
Right. Yeah.
Like, they bought Fox because Inhumans was a shitty movie. That's really why that happened.
That's fair. I watched a little bit here and there of that Inhumans TV show, which wasn't good, but...
I didn't even try it.
The guy...
It's on Disney Plus, but I still didn't try it.
The guy who plays... I forget the character in Inhumans, but he was... Ramsey? In Game of Thrones?
Oh, yeah.
Dark hair, kind of shorter.
Uh-huh.
You know, he was very, very sinister, obviously, in Game of Thrones.
Right.
And he plays the bad guy in Inhumans, too. But you're like, he's going to feed a guy his dick. This isn't the same. I don't buy him as just kind of bad, you know? It wasn't as... I wanted more from him. Because he was still had the same... He sounded exactly the same. What the hell was the...
The actor's name?
No, no, no.
The character name?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I didn't even watch it. Listen, And I never read Inhumans.
No, no, no. Game of Thrones.
Oh, Ramsay Bolton.
Bolton, thank you. Couldn't think of the... Yeah. Yeah, I don't know the actor's name, but he sounded just the same as he did strapped to that chair getting ready to be eaten by dogs.
What a win. What a win for the world.
Yeah, right. What else did I have?
Please go. Did you see, while staying in the DC universe, did you see that Ta-Nehisi Coates is writing a reboot for Superman that J.J. Abrams is producing?
I did see a little bit about that, yeah.
I am jacked on
that. Yeah.
I think that is the voice that we need writing Superman. Like,
might be good,
It is the first time that I've been excited about a Superman movie ever. Because I never much cared about Superman.
Yeah.
Not particularly interested. But
I was excited for Superman 2. And what was that?
When you were a kid?
Yeah. Yeah. 80, blah, blah, blah.
I bet it was 82.
Yeah. Something like that.
My guess.
The second one?
Because wasn't the first one in 79?
Was it after Star Wars?
I think Dick Donner's Superman.
Same year, maybe?
Was 79.
Maybe same. Okay.
I could be wrong.
I can't remember. That sounds right. Yeah, that sounds about right. So that probably means 81, 82 was the next one. Yeah. I was still a little young, but maybe I was more excited for Superman 3. Right. Richard Pryor. Oh, that was a good one. You know what? As a kid, I thought it was great.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because it was like this. It was
same reason I loved Batman Forever.
Totally.
Because I was 7 years old, and that's a fucking great movie to a 7 year
old. That's fair. It was, it was Superman meets what was the fucking Matthew Broderick movie?
War Games.
Yes, it was because it was terrible computer. Would you like to play a game? It was just, the computer talking. Like, no, it didn't. Come on. No one ever had that hook up in their house where they dropped the phone on the thing. Yeah. And no one did that. But Richard Pryor as a computer. Richard Pryor as a computer hacker.
Yeah.
That's some character acting right there.
Oh, yeah. Classic.
Yeah.
Superman 3 is a shit show. Ta-Nehisi Coates. I read Between the World and Me, and I think he's a very powerful writer as far as like social commentary goes. Mm-hmm. But he has, since 2016, he started writing Black Panther at Marvel and did wonderfully at that. But then from like 2018 to 2020, he wrote Captain America.
Oh, okay.
And just crushed it. Okay. And I think Captain America is the similar, he's the proxy to Superman as far as personality goes.
Sure.
And as far as being interesting or not interesting. And I think Ta-Nehisi Coates' view of the world and view of right and wrong and view of fairness and justice, shaped by his experiences as a black man in America and how eloquently he writes about it, I think there's a really good Superman as an alien story.
Sure.
I think there is a really good study of an outsider learning what is objectively right and wrong in a world that doesn't necessarily understand objectivity and right and wrong.
Sure.
Like, I think he's the right guy to write that script to make Superman a three-dimensional character. Like, seeing his name attached, it was like, okay,
yeah,
I'm fucking here for this.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And with Abrams producing it with all the bad robot shit, I trust that it's going to look cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking
of Superman, did you watch Superman and Lois? The pilot episode?
No, I didn't.
I recorded it. I haven't watched it. I watched pieces of it. And it looked very interesting. You know, they have teenage kids. and they're starting to get powers. So it seemed kind of WandaVision-esque there for a little bit, okay. But it takes place. Looks like they were in Smallville at the time. So I'm, yeah. I'm recording it, but I came in on it 30 minutes in. I think the pilot was an hour and a half. So it's it's normally an hour, but it's an hour and a half pilot. Came in on it 30 minutes in, where the kids are questioning, we were in a car wreck and I wasn't hurt, and all that kind of what's going on. And they've always been told that, they found Superman's pod in the barn.
Oh.
And they lost their shit. They didn't know he's Superman yet, but they lost their shit. And he's, figuring out that he's Superman and alien, give him that whole story, all that kind of stuff. So we'll see. It looked like a good premise. I love the idea of Superman thinks he's a bad dad now. And trying to figure that kind of stuff out.
I'm interested to check that out.
I forget the guy's name, but I liked him as, I just saw him as Clark Kent. I liked him as Clark Kent.
Yeah.
I dug what I was seeing.
Well, it's the same dude that was playing Superman in the crossovers.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, I liked him.
And I like the Lois. Lois has a good Lois look to her.
Okay.
I like it. I like it. So.
Right on. Yeah, I haven't checked that out, but I will. What I did check out, and I found it to be fun. My kid's birthday was this weekend.
Yes. Oh, yes.
So yesterday, they had their cousin spend the night last night.
Okay.
So they had a little movie night, just in time for HBO Max to drop the Tom and Jerry.
Oh, you weren't preparing for Coming to America? You didn't watch Coming to America with the kids?
That's next week, bro.
Okay. It's PG-13.
So actually, sure next week it will be Raya and the Last Dragon.
Ooh.
Fucking coming premium access on Disney+. Nice. Yeah, I'm going to drop $30 on it.
I know
it looks fucking dope. I love me a Disney movie, man. I am a Disney kid.
Yeah.
There's no way around it.
I know.
Back
in my day, how we knew the Disney people? They wore the Disney leather jackets.
Oh, I didn't have that kind of money.
Oh, although they were expensive.
Yeah, I didn't have, I couldn't, sh- I've never been able to show off well,
you,
my Disney product.
You had to go Disney parks to get them. You couldn't just,
yeah.
There was no eBay. There was no ordering online. You had a Mickey Mouse leather jacket. Fuck, man, you got that at a theme park.
Yeah.
That's legit.
Yeah, your boy was broke.
Oh, this was more of an adult thing. Yeah, this was not for the kids. I'm telling you, this is the adults wearing the leather jackets.
That's how it's going to be when I come back from Disney.
That's how you knew whose car to not get in.
Right. I'm going to have all the Disney swag because we're taking the kids to Disneyland this summer. And really, they are just my excuse to get to go.
Speaking of, since Disney owns Star Wars, why is there not like the Skull and Crossbones thing? Uh-huh. Why is there not a Mickey's head with lightsabers? Why has that not?
I'm sure.
Right?
There is.
Okay.
It has to
exist. I mean, even like a Skull Mickey would be fantastic.
But anyways, I'm sure that exists.
I'm sorry. Way off topic.
Now I want to investigate that.
Well, you could easily design that and it not look like Mickey Mouse.
Right.
Anyways.
Yeah, dude, Galaxy's Edge is going to be the shit. So watch Tom and Jerry last night.
Yeah, sorry.
I was really pleased with how...
This is the new one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With how aware they were. I look kind of like how... The Godzilla movies are aware of what they need to be, where it's like, it's Tom and Jerry hijinks that you saw when you were a kid.
Smashing them with pots and pans.
It's total Tom and Jerry hijinks. Kind of thing, yeah. And like the story, I'm doing quotation marks.
I haven't done that for a long time.
Doesn't, right?
I did that for the entire first 9 episodes.
Yeah.
Quotes everywhere, sorry.
But the story is pretty non-existent, as it should be. I feel like we had a long string of movies we're gonna launch Tom and Jerry, but it's gonna be the modern take of Tom and Jerry and tell
bullying.
A story.
Yeah.
Right. And it's not at all. This is totally Tom and Jerry.
Good.
And the story is just what you have to do to get you to the next scene.
See?
But it's
I would
not
watch that.
Good.
Yeah. Right.
And but it's got a Chloe Grace Moretz, who I've loved in everything. Fucking Colin Jost is in it.
Yeah.
Michael Pena. Like, it's a good cast. Cool. And they're funny. Cool. Ken Jeong's in it.
Oh, nice.
So it's like...
Do Tom and Jerry speak?
No.
Okay, good. I like it.
And
like
it's kind of like Who Framed Roger Rabbit-esque, and that it's okay. live action.
Right.
But, like, the animals are classically animated. Like, they look okay. like Tom and Jerry. It's not like Sonic the Hedgehog, where it's like a CGI Tom and Jerry that actually look like a mouse and a cat. No, they look like the Tom and Jerry you remember.
And is it like...
Animated over the top of it. Like Mary Poppins style.
Right. And is it like Roger Rabbit as far as everyone's aware that they're tunes and stuff?
No.
Like,
no?
No? Okay. Okay. They're
animals. And, they're, okay. just, they're a cat
okay.
and a mouse.
Okay. Fair. Yeah, that's cool.
Let's but check like, it out. Yeah. But yeah, they look
there's
just
not,
like
there's
Tom
not like
and
a
Jerry.
Toon town. There's not like a toon...
No.
Right. Gotcha. Gotcha.
No.
Cool. I would watch that, just knowing
it's
that
fun.
Kind of movie. Right?
It's like if you loved Tom and Jerry yeah. as a kid, yeah. as I did, and most kids did, you'll dig it. Because it's just a bunch of scenes of them fucking hitting each other with irons and shit.
I'm in it. Yeah,
it's Looney
want.
Tunes,
that's
man.
What I want.
It's yep. fantastic.
That's what I want.
And then you have Colin Jost's very punchable face.
There you go. I'm in. I'm in for that. Thing. I'm in for that.
Yeah, I certainly recommend,
excuse me,
as an HBO Max subscriber, it's a fun thing to have on in the background. Yeah. While you're cleaning the basement or something, have it on.
So see, are you coming around a little more now with HBO Max? It's not that bad.
It's not that bad.
It's got some good stuff on there.
It's not that bad. It's not that bad. I just also don't think it's that good for the price tag.
That's fair.
That's my gripe yeah. with it, and yeah. which has always been my gripe with HBO.
Yeah.
I think HBO has always operated... On the standpoint of like, even, we're going to offer one thing that's better than anything else, mm-hmm. but we're going to charge you three times what anyone else does.
Even factoring like, in they are releasing movies on that platform as well as theaters.
That's what makes it worth it to me.
Okay.
Is really it.
Right.
But, you know, that's only because of a fucking pandemic that they could do
Oh, absolutely.
That, you know?
No, I agree.
Like,
yes, 100%.
My general thought on HBO is still like, yeah, man, I don't love any of the DC movies enough to want for to that. Go back and revisit them like yeah. at Disney Plus I want to with Marvel. I can watch any Marvel movie at any moment and fucking enjoy it.
Right. Me too.
I don't feel that way about almost any DC movie. I love Doctor Who, mm-hmm. which is on there. I fucking love the OC. Mm-hmm. I'm not watching the OC very
you
often.
Got your older Batmans on there. So as far as DC goes, but yeah.
Right, but I'm not going back to them. I loved them as part of... I love Batman and Robin and Batman Forever because of what they meant to me as a kid.
Well, the Nolan ones are on there too, right?
I think just Batman Begins.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I think.
Okay. My bad.
But I feel like the stuff that I like that's on HBO Max is not $16 a month good.
That's fair.
If HBO fair. Max was 10 bucks a month...
Yeah.
You would never hear me complain about it.
Yeah.
But it's been the HBO model forever, though.
Oh, absolutely.
HBO would be like, we're going to play a bunch of movies that no one likes. We're going to make one TV show at a time mm-hmm. that's fucking great.
Right.
But we're going to charge you $100. We're gonna double your cable bill for yeah. one fucking show.
Yep.
And yep. it's been there. And so like I don't have patience for HBO as a brand.
Yeah.
I honestly would have had a better time with this if they didn't call it HBO Max, but called it fucking Warner Brothers Plus.
Yeah.
I would swallow that. I just have a bad... I associate HBO with getting gouged. And I associate HBO with the fucking rich kids. Because I couldn't afford that. Like, we never had that in my house.
Right.
So, like, the people that would talk about HBO when I was a kid would be like... I didn't have HBO, and my friends didn't have HBO. Like, you're in a different tax bracket than me.
I had HBO. Only because my grandpa worked for the cable company. But we had HBO. But when I would talk about Fraggle Rock, I would get that look. Like,
yeah.
Wait, how do you go to this school? Huh? Why are you in this school? What?
Like, right.
What do you mean? I just turned the TV on. There's Fraggle Rock. I had no idea what fucking cable was. It's just fucking TV all the time to me. You know what
yeah,
I mean? So,
sure.
Like I guess we have HBO. I watch Fraggle Rock, but then you know, 2 years later, because you get a little older, then your friends are like, "Can we come over and watch cable?
Get real sex on tonight."
Exactly, you know. And if you had HBO, you got like the Emmanuel in Space types. Like, did you ever see those? We've talked about this before,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. It's the terrible softcore porn.
Like it's overdubbed. Of the 90s. It's like it was done in English, but their English is so like Arnold Schwarzenegger English that they overdub it like the original Conan movie. He's talking, but you cannot use that as it's hilarious. It's the best ever. I would just watch it. I think I loved it because I was always a fan of, this was one of those things, me and my buddies would just get high and then turn the sound off on an old black and white movie and pick apart, kind of like, this was even before
Mystery Science Theater.
And just act out, you know, when this guy comes on, you're talking. When this guy comes on, I'm talking. And we just do a movie. And it was fucking hilarious. Fuck yeah. You wouldn't get that far because you're stoned and you do whatever. But 20 minutes in was a good
time. You're having a great time. That's all you need.
That's right. Anyways, way off topic.
But yeah, I'm
so HBO Max.
Well, and like HBO Max is, it is the most expensive streaming service. Like it's more expensive than Netflix.
Yeah.
And Netflix is overpriced.
It is. Very much so.
Like.
I can't tell you the last thing I watched on Netflix.
Me neither.
I really can't.
I would cancel Netflix in a heartbeat, but my what? Libby is like.
I take that back. We just watched some serial killer thing. Some new serial killer thing on there.
Murder porn.
She loves that stuff, man. Hey,
did you watch SNL last night?
I didn't watch it last night. I got it recorded too, but I have not watched it.
Is
there one about murder porn?
Yeah. It's like the second. It's like a digital short. Nick Jonas is the host, and he's like, it opens up with him like, you know, his wife sitting on the couch or whatever, and he's like, "All right, honey, I'm leaving for the night. Have a good night." And then it's like a digital short where it's a song, but it's like all the chicks from SNL, and they're singing about how like night alone, I'm watching murder shows.
Love it. That's funny.
Yep.
Yeah, we sat there and it was like a 3 or 4 episode. What the hell was it about? I forget who the hell it was about now. It was a big fucking serial killer guy. Anyways, it was one of the popular ones on Netflix.
Yeah.
And those are good documentaries, but they repeat themselves so fucking much. Like, they could easily be 2 episodes.
Yeah.
So we watched 1 and 2, and we're like, this is good, but I know what 3 is going to be. It's going to be 1 and 2. Just, you know what I mean? So we skipped 3 and went right to 4, and we didn't miss a goddamn thing.
Right.
And we enjoyed it. You know what I mean? Like, 3 hours of that, awesome little night.
But I feel like
4, we wouldn't have finished it.
I feel like that's what Netflix has become, is the...
Watch
is murder porn.
Yeah, it's not far from it. Yeah,
because because the last great show that they did that was like a scripted show that like really captured America.
Stranger Things,
right?
That's it. Yeah.
Like when is Bridgerton? People did like.
Yeah, haven't watched that either.
I haven't either. That's for the ladies.
Sure, that's what I hear.
But like in general. I feel like that, like Netflix for a long time, I feel like was the best name in comedy.
Yeah.
But, you know, I guess because of 2020, comedians couldn't tour and do stadium shows, so.
Yeah, but I feel like it was their fault. It was already kind of going downhill to me before that.
Yeah.
They were putting out. Anyone who had an open mic, I feel like, got a stand-up special on Netflix. And it just was oversaturated.
It was too much.
You didn't know... You didn't have to be good to get it anymore. Yeah. So it didn't mean anything anymore.
Yeah.
That was just like... Back in the day, when you would record an album, now you just do a fucking Netflix special.
Right.
You know? It's just... it bums me out sometimes. Because that was... You know, see it like... I always go back to George Carlin on HBO.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a huge deal to get... A comedy to get an special. Hour. I mean, yeah, anywhere.
You earned it.
Absolutely. Only 4 or 5 guys a year got an hour on any station, period.
Right.
Let alone fucking, you know, some people putting out 2-3 specials a year.
Right.
It's just too much. People you don't know, you know, I mean, I don't know. If people are willing to pay you to do a special, I guess you're a dick to say, fuck you, I'm not doing it. But at some point, you got to... appreciate what you're putting out there, right?
It's a market saturation.
It is. Anyways, I digress.
But yeah, I'm not. Netflix doesn't move the needle for me, and I would be happy to cancel it, and I will probably be able to talk Libby into canceling Netflix this year.
Yeah, I'm trying to find what we just watched. I can't find it, but I'm looking through Netflix stuff and nothing strikes me whatsoever.
Right. Like realistically, the only thing that I will go on Netflix for this year is when Stranger Things comes out.
Yep, same here.
And Libby still watches it a little bit, but I think Libby is I think Libby's kind of made the shift to being more of a Hulu person now anyway. And that's that's the thing. So like, oh, I'm going to pay $14 for Netflix, or I'm going to pay $13 for Disney Plus paired with fucking Hulu, paired with ESPN Plus. Right. Like everything I want combined is the price of Netflix that has one thing I want. And HBO Max is a dollar fucking more than that.
Right.
For again, like for me to be able to watch goddamn Snyder's.
Yeah.
The Snyder Cut.
Yeah.
Like
I was shitting on Netflix, but I'm looking through like my list. Right. Peaky Blinders. I still enjoy that series.
Never saw it.
Murphy. What's his name? Cillian Murphy. I think he's great. Mm-hmm. I enjoy him. I think that's a really good show. Cobra Kai. I love the fuck out of that. I mean, I know this is one season so far. The first two weren't theirs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not really their original show, but it's a good fucking show.
Yeah.
Of course, Stranger Things. Can't go wrong. Big Mouth. I enjoy Big Mouth. Big
Mouth's a good show.
Big Mouth is pretty good.
You're right. I do like Big Mouth.
What else was on? You know, of course, I think probably the original reason I got it was, you know, they had Marvel shit. They had Daredevil. That's where we got our Marvel from. Like, Marvel TV shows, that's the only place I can get it. So Daredevil was probably the biggest reason I got it originally. I mean, I can't think of what else was first on Netflix that I was coming here for.
I got Netflix at first because it was the first streaming service and it was such a cool idea.
Maybe I just had to have it.
I got it when I was living in Springfield and it was like, I get to watch TV shows.
Right.
Like, I got it for reruns. Yeah. I got it because, like, oh, I can watch all of Scrubs here. I can watch all of fucking Cheers here. Yep. I can watch all of, like, there was a ton of shit that
Umbrella Academy's on there. I enjoy Umbrella Academy.
I do like Umbrella Academy. That's right. That came out this year.
Ozark. I know you're not a big fan of Ozark, really, are you? I enjoy that. It's not great, but I enjoy it. The Ranch. I enjoyed The Ranch. That Ashton Kutcher thing. Nothing great. But I was just, you know, I was just shitting all over Netflix. I'm like,
they're okay.
There's still a handful of, don't get me wrong, they have thousands upon thousands of things, and I named six that I enjoy. So odds aren't that high, but, you know, what are you gonna do? I could turn on my cable TV right now and scroll through and not find a goddamn thing either. So it's not like Netflix is any different than my fucking cable service.
Right, but I don't have cable.
Yeah. Well, I got both.
Last night's SNL was pretty funny. It was one of the better ones in recent memory, actually.
Was it? Oh, good.
I think about as I think back on the sketches, like, pretty fucking good.
Good.
But they also announced their next host. So they're not coming back until March 27th. Oh, so we get like 4 weeks off.
Yeah.
Which seems right because they've gone 5 weeks on road.
Surprised me.
Yeah. Like, you never see them go five weeks in a row.
Once they get everybody together, just might as well hammer out as many as we can. Right. And move it.
I feel like this is the second time this season that they've done 5 weeks in a row. And you've never seen, like, that's
never the case. They
probably
didn't want to send everybody home.
Right.
So, yeah.
Like, that's never the case.
Right. Right.
I'm
surprised Union even allows you to do that. Honestly, I would think, you know.
It's a gruel. It's a fucking grind to put that show together.
Yeah.
So, March 27th, we got Maya Rudolph.
Ooh, I like it. I like it.
She's so good. You know you're going to get some good Kamala Harris bits.
They get a musical guest?
Yes, but it wasn't a name that I recognized.
Okay.
It was a newcomer.
Okay. I'm good with that.
Or someone who's hip that's a huge star that I don't fucking know about.
Right, yeah. Yep.
Because I don't know cool shit anymore.
That's fair. I can't argue that point.
But yeah, that was good.
I'm going to hit this real quick, and then we'll take a quick break, because I know we're going to talk some WandaVision for a few minutes here.
Mm-hmm.
Walking Dead comes back tonight.
Mm.
I know you're not a big fan.
You're Walking Dead
guy. I love me some Walking Dead. I know there's... Obviously, I'm not the only person in the universe.
You might be the only one left.
That's right. Yeah, I know. This is like the same argument I use with wrestling. It's like... I know you don't shit on it, per se, but a lot of people are like... When I say, I still watch The Walking Dead, they act like it's wrestling. I'm like, what? Like, oh, that shit? You know, fuck it, you're right. I'm the only person keeping that $1 billion industry alive. It's just me. Me in Asia. I don't know what you're talking about. just like porn. Like, oh, you watch porn? Yeah, the fucking universe does, because it's a global billion-dollar industry. Don't act like I'm the one guy doing it. But episode tonight, so they're doing kind of like a... It's still season 10, but they did like an extended season.
Yeah, because wasn't it because they had to like cut production?
They had to stop production. Right. So they came back and they did a season 10 kind of finale, kind of wrapped up the Whisperer War arc that was going through the comics. Same kind of. So the next couple episodes, well, at least this one is the Here's Negan story. So it's kind of Negan's backstory that they did in the magazines, Image magazines. They did over like 12 issues of Image magazine. In the back, there would have been two or three pages in each magazine of a Negan's backstory, like how he got to where he got to when you first meet him in the comic.
Okay.
And I think this tells that story tonight.
Oh, which cool!
I'm very excited for ass story. But what they're doing with these couple, they're introducing some new characters and the T-1000, Mr. Robert Patrick. Robert Patrick, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's in The Walking Dead going forward.
No shit.
I don't know his character. I don't know what he's doing, but he's going to be in The Walking Dead.
No shit.
It's kind of cool. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm excited for it, man. I still love me some Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Does it have lulls? Sure does. So does...
Right. There's tons of shows like that.
The highs can't be highs unless there's some lows. You know what I mean?
I would not make fun of you for watching Walking Dead because there's all sorts of shit that I've seen through to the end that people would give me that reaction for.
Sure, yeah.
I didn't jump ship on Walking Dead. I never got on that
show. Oh, okay. I thought you guys watched the first couple.
Libby did.
Okay.
Libby watched it for like the first 5 or 6 seasons, and she really liked it.
Okay.
She likes zombies. I am not a zombie guy.
I was never a huge zombie guy, but...
On top of not being a zombie guy, I am also not a... I am not a gory guy. I don't like shit.
That's fair.
And every time that Libby would be watching Walking Dead around, it would be gory. Mm-hmm. And it'd be like, that doesn't move the needle for me.
I gotcha.
It is not at all a statement on the quality of the show that I say I don't watch The Walking Dead. It's just, I am not the audience.
It's a statement on a personal preference.
Right. I am not the audience for that type of program.
Which is weird because, you know, I don't dislike horror movies or stuff like that, but I'd never seek them out.
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly don't know how I stumbled on Walking Dead the comic, but I did. And then next thing you know, a couple years later, they're going to do a show. I'm like, well, this is cool. I know this.
Yeah.
And it just kept going from there. Maybe reading it wasn't as gory. You know, the pictures obviously aren't as gory as real life, but it doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
But at the same time, when I watch Saw, I fucking cringe.
Yeah.
You know, I can't watch that. That's not my thing either.
I'm not that guy.
So... I don't know. Maybe because it's not real people. I don't know. It doesn't. I can't explain why I enjoy that, but not other. I don't even really enjoy other zombie movies. I enjoyed
Zombieland because shit's hilarious.
Yeah, but that's a great fucking movie.
And Woody Harrelson's fucking
true. Maybe I do enjoy zombie movies because I loved 28 Days Later, Cillian Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
What was the other one? Dawn of the Dead. I like the one when they're in the mall.
Yeah.
I love that one. That was like one of the shittiest ones. People shit on it. I love that one. Ving Rhames, I think he's great in that movie. You never watched that movie?
I know like there's so many of these that are iconic. You know, we have our buddies from the Nightmare Shop on here. They look at me like, what the fuck is the matter with
you? I know. That's why they won't come on.
I'm sure. I'm not the audience for that.
Right. Right.
I was a kid that was raised on Disney, and like I'm at the end of the day, I very much am a more of a family opposite entertainment guy.
Yeah,
like that shit.
Nothing wrong with that.
It's like I love The Flash,
right?
Because it's like that's a fucking kid show,
right? Yeah,
but like that's the shit.
I forget. I'm going to butcher the joke. I shouldn't even do it. But like on Family Guy, which I don't watch a lot, but they're arguing. Peter says he doesn't like The Godfather.
Mm-hmm.
And they go on a tirade about how great The Godfather is or whatever. And he's like, I like Tango and Cash. They're like, enough said. Enough said. Not that Tango and Cash is Disney by any means.
Right.
Not compared. Tango and Cash is.
Disney is masterful,
Disney is The Godfather in this scenario.
Right. Disney's... Disney does what they do best.
That's right. That's right. So let's take a quick break and we'll talk some WandaVision.
Hey man, it's me, Kevin Smith. Check out alteredstatecomics.com right now. I will wait. But while I'm waiting, I'm going to also tell you, go check out the Altered State podcast, man. They come straight out of St. Louis, Brandon and John, and they are there for all your pop culture needs. They're very orally accented, is what I'm saying, ladies and dudes. So there you go, man. AlteredStateComics.com. It's right there in the name.
And we're back.
Okay.
Back for, you know, what we're all really here for.
That's right.
Me opening a beer for this one.
They're not here for the baseball highlights.
Right.
To know about our childhood. No, that's not what we're...
This all is, of our traumas?
Yeah.
We're only here to unload our traumas, much like that's Wanda right. did this week on WandaVision.
I thought this was only
speaking of childhood.
That's
trauma.
Right. That's right. Yeah, this podcast only gets uploaded to our therapists.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, this podcast really only exists because we can't afford therapy.
That's right. That's a good point. That's a good point. Yeah, where to start with this week's episode? Painful.
Oh my God.
Great acting. First off,
Lizzie Olsen.
Fantastic.
Who's friend of the show, Lizzie Olsen.
That's right. That's right. Old Lizzie.
Just continues to impress. And like the tenderness with which that writer's room is handling trauma.
Yeah.
Is really commendable.
Yeah.
I think. And I think it's one thing that Marvel has always one of the places that they've, I don't want to say failed,
mm-hmm.
because I don't think they've failed anywhere, but I think part of what makes their formula work for so long is that they would tell really human stories, but they were human stories with more or less superficial issues.
Sure, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like, they never did a deep dive into trauma.
Trauma causing, yeah.
And I think so much of what makes heroes heroes is trauma. And I think as comic book fans, we get desensitized to comic trauma because it's like it's par for the course. You got dead parents, you got
right.
you know, you lost a spouse. Like it's part of the hero's journey.
It's what you have to go through to be a hero.
Right. Yeah. So we as kind of consumers of that get desensitized to it. And to have it so carefully and artfully unpacked.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like it recontextualizes things that like, yeah, this isn't new information. This isn't shocking. But right. it's told in a way that reminds me that it's real.
Right.
You right. know, like,
yeah,
it's so easy to just kind of gloss over it.
Right. I mean, that entire, you know, scene in Sokovia where she's a child and they're having home movie nights, you know what's coming.
Oh, my God. You know, I cried.
I mean, that
was the first time in this show that I cried.
But
and
that's
I'm a
like,
crier.
Sure. That's like a, what, 10, 12-minute scene that you know what's happening, going to happen almost from the moment he walked in the door.
Right.
To, I don't know, just... but all that came out of what a 5-10 second conversation she had in Ultron.
Right.
You know, we sat there and watched the bomb and it said Stark.
Yeah.
Before, you know, that was it.
And exactly.
You know, this.
And that's what you need in a movie.
Exactly right.
But
right.
In, like when you can go long form like this and like them sitting there having family show, like watching sitcoms like that. That was my youth.
Sure.
I think for a lot of people in our generation or older, that, you know, like sitting around and watching sitcoms was like, that's a really integral part of family life pre-internet.
Yep. You know? Absolutely.
I think kids these days wouldn't resonate with it the same way because their pastimes were different. I say
right.
kids these days and people are like, fucking old man.
Hey.
I don't mean it like that.
Yeah,
it's not a knock on them. It's just, you know, they had a different thing.
We had TGIF.
Right.
Yes.
And so like, that's not, like, I think about, you know, I've talked about it on here a million times. A huge part of my life is crafted by growing up watching Cheers.
Sure.
You know, and like to realize Wanda reliving those sitcoms is the same way I carry Cliff Clavin with me.
Right, right.
Like that resonates with me in a way that I'm sure resonates with millions and millions of people. You know, like I don't think I am certainly not unique in that, but it makes you feel seen.
Sure.
As a viewer.
Yeah.
When it's like, oh, I haven't been grounded through any of this journey, but now I was just grounded. Like, now I see where I fit.
Right.
Like, that sitting around and watching silly, harmless comedies is how I processed a lot of things.
Right.
Like, watching her on the edge of her bed and totally decimated by trauma, but feeling okay watching Malcolm in the Middle, I fucking felt that.
Yeah, absolutely.
In such a big way.
Absolutely. So let me, like, before we came back on, I said I felt like I wasn't prepared because I watched it only one time.
Mm-hmm.
I normally watch it at least twice before we talk about it, just because I feel like it's easier to talk about. And let's be honest, I usually smoke some weed before, not usually during, but usually after at least. So not everything always sticks.
It's not crystal clear.
It's not always like, was that real? Did I fall asleep and dream? Yeah. There's many episodes that were great that probably never happened in real life.
Right.
But anyways. So my question was, you know, they retold when she saw Vision,
mm-hmm.
you know, on the table in pieces,
mm-hmm.
much more brutal than that high shot earlier. I mean, you saw, it looked like a corpse, obviously,
right.
You know. You saw Sword being fucking dicks.
And you saw that she didn't actually steal the body.
So she didn't steal the body. So what the fuck is Vision?
Vision in the Hex. So in the Hex, Vision is a manifestation of hers.
Okay.
I think Vision is a projection.
But he has his own thoughts and he's, you know what I mean? He doesn't have any memories of Visions per se before that.
So we saw in there, like, Wanda's powers were amplified by the Mind Stone.
Yes.
The Mind Stone is what powered Vision.
Yes.
I think it is a channeling of the Mind Stone.
Okay, that makes more sense.
That's how I'm reading.
Okay. Which, I mean, I get why she can't, that would make sense why he can't leave the Hex, obviously, mm-hmm. because he's part of it, basically. But that was one of those things that was kind of fuzzy to me, like, so what, he even asked the question, what am I now? Two episodes ago or whatever, but that stuck in my head for this episode. I'm like, what? Because when they show her manifesting everything there and manifesting him at the very end, which is amazing.
Yeah.
But you're like, well, what the fuck is he then? Like, right. I didn't know. I'm like, is he even there? Like,
So I think what's going, like, so he is a projection, I think, of the kind of the Mind Stone.
Mm-hmm.
But we also saw that Hayward actually is the big bad of this.
Sure.
And he built Vision.
Or maybe being controlled by someone else. Okay. But you never. Yeah, right.
He rebuilt Vision as a weapon.
Right.
And I think this is how we're going to get Vision back in the MCU. Is I think Wanda's projection is going to get merged with that version. And we're going to get the true Vision that can experience the world outside of the Hex back.
Basically, what we learned from this episode was if Haywood wasn't a dick, this would never have happened.
Right.
Because him just saying, he doesn't belong to you, I can't let you take
X amount of $3 billion
vibranium out the door. It's like, well, you don't have a choice, motherfucker. You know, one of those. So he would have been Sam Jackson cool.
Right.
It would have been good to go.
Bitch be cool.
That's right. Bitch be cool. No, that was, like I said, I'm sure we're going to jump around, obviously, because there's so many, you know, when you have to relive all those traumas,
There was a part that felt so cool to me, and I don't know if you react similarly to stuff like this. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. But, like, as a comic book reader, there's things that, like, you read in comics that are always alluded to in movies or TV, but, like, the language is just kind of too comic booky that they typically don't use that language.
I think I know what you mean,
And when they say it, it feels like that was for me. Like that sure. That's such a treat. Yeah. And hearing Agatha Harkness refer to Wanda's magic as chaos magic. Yeah. Like hearing that statement, I'm grinning. And Libby was looking at me like, what? That she's saying what her magic is. And I'm like, You're right.
You don't know, but
it feels cool to be like, yeah, Wanda's been wielding chaos magic for the last 6 years in this fucking universe, but they don't say it because that's a silly thing to say in a movie. Like, it does. They called her the Scarlet Witch.
Yes.
Which, like,
huge.
Again, it's a silly thing. It wouldn't have made sense to say anywhere else.
Right.
So, like, it, of course they haven't. But when you've read this character as one way, you're like, I've been reading Marvel Comics since I was fucking 6 years old.
That's right.
So, like, hearing someone say, this is chaos magic, you're the Scarlet Witch, was like, I was, fuck yeah. Like, I was stoked on it. Yep. I was like, it just got me juiced.
Yeah. I'm very curious what they're going to do with Pietro's character now that they've basically said he's not a mutant from another. It's like a modulation.
She said like I had to pull him because you're. So like I'm wondering if she inadvertently created the multiverse.
You know what I'm saying?
Like she was like I needed to pull a corpse, so I just pulled something out of the blue.
Right.
And like once he's not under Agatha's spell, is he going to be like? Then he's going to start talking about mutants and shit.
Right.
You know, I think it's. I think it's one of those things where, like, maybe as viewers, we were watching it thinking, like, oh, this is the master plan to bring mutants in, when really it's like...
But he had super speed, right? He was still moving, flying around. Yeah. So it wasn't like he was... Right. I knew he was Quicksilver, but I'm like, they still... Yeah, they showed him, using the speed. So it's not like...
Yeah.
I don't know. We thought at one point they changed everything. Maybe not. Maybe that didn't... You know what I mean? Maybe that did change it, but I don't know.
Right.
They're doing a great job with story. I know some people, even people who are on the show, Mark, were not on board with how it started and all that kind of thing. But if you watch this episode, and really even the last, probably this one more than anything, this is more MCU.
Yes.
Well, I would think so. It's very MCU to me. I know it jumps around and it's very much more depressing than MCU.
It is the DNA of the MCU. MCU.
This is what you were looking for.
They are right now playing in the park that Feige built.
Definitely, yes.
And it didn't necessarily feel that way from the beginning.
Sure, that's a good point. Good way to put it. Very good way to put it.
But it was just like, I've just been so impressed with how they've maybe taken some stuff that wasn't, I don't know, it just didn't add up as easily and brought it back together for me.
Sure.
You know, like I feel like I waited so long to see where they were going. And now that they're showing up, I do have a little concern though, I guess along those lines. I feel like episodes 1 and 2 could have just been one episode.
Yeah.
I don't think that needed to be two separate episodes.
Yeah.
Because they both kind of accomplish the same thing. And every episode after episode 2 moves the needle a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I am concerned that we only have one episode left. It's only 50 minutes with goddamn 9 minutes of credits. And the episode we just watched that I loved did not feel like a penultimate episode.
Agreed, yeah.
Like... I feel like there's a lot more that needs to happen in the next 50 minutes.
Yeah.
Like landing this plane is going to be...
It's going to be a challenge.
Yeah.
I don't know if I don't know if you land it. I don't know if this is the landing spot.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
I think it's for sure just going to lead right into Multiverse of Madness.
100%. But I think it's
a
wide open. Like, I don't even know.
I think there needs to be some form of a conclusion, though. Like, maybe not... I don't think there needs to be a... good guy defeats bad guy.
Right.
Conclusion, because I don't think we're going to get that.
I don't think with this story, I don't even think that's what this story really is telling.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't.
I think what's going to end up is we're going to have Wanda and Agatha as a team. And they, as a pair, are going to be the villain in Multiverse of Madness. So I think we are getting the origin story of a villain, essentially.
Of the Scarlet Witch, almost.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And I think, but I think what we do need is we need Vision. Do we need those two versions of Vision to get married together so we can have Vision back in the MCU?
Yeah.
We need Quicksilver to not be under someone else's spell, to understand that he's a mutant and to...
Not from here.
Right.
Right.
And to, like, come to terms with where he is in the
right.
world.
Right.
And we need Monica Rambeau to become a hero.
Yeah. Yep. Do her light show thing.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I don't think we need a, you know... I think that's why they're setting up Sword as the quote-unquote bad guy, because I think that's an easy bad guy to defeat
right.
story-wise.
Right.
They just be like, oh, you brought in... You made Vision a fucking Frankenstein monster to try to beat us? All right, I'll put my Vision inside yours, now fuck off.
Right.
Yep. You know, like... And then Monica Rambeau punches Hayward in the face and game over, you know? Like... But I just feel like there's a lot... There's a lot that I need.
There is. There's so much left open. Like I said, I mean, and I feel like a lot of it's going to be left open. Like, I don't think we're going to be upset, but we're still going to be like, you didn't wrap that up, you know?
Right.
You didn't.
I'm not going to be upset. It's going to be exactly what they want.
Right.
Which is, now you can't wait to see Multiverse of Madness, can right. you? In theaters in 6
yeah,
months
no shit.
Or whatever.
And at least that's the good part is.
When does Multiverse of Madness, is that even in production yet? That's not one of this year's movies, is it?
I'm pretty sure, isn't it?
Why don't we have Black Widow, Shang-Chi,
or
Eternals?
Spider-Man December?
Or Spider-Man No Way Home,
yeah.
which was officially announced.
Yeah.
That was a cute announcement, by
it was.
The way.
It was a good one, yeah.
It's
either Spider-Man or Doctor Strange end of the year, right? In December.
I think it's Spider-Man.
Is that first? I don't remember which one's
first.
I think
so. Now I'm going to pull that up.
Yeah. I feel like that's probably something we should know.
Yeah, because I know it's, you know, Black Widow
yes.
first.
Yes.
And Shang-Chi second. I think Shang-Chi's in, like, July or whatever.
I could have swore December.
Spider-Man.
Okay.
And Multiverse of Madness is March 25th of next year.
Okay. So we still got a year.
So we'll have a full year.
Yeah.
And I think this is the direct... prequel to that. Like,
well,
I think we're not going to get a
yeah.
conclusion.
I mean, No Way Home
for
a
year
means he gets zapped out of... You know what? That doesn't mean... I thought about that when I heard No Way Home. I thought two things. I go, it's either going to multiverse somehow, you know, he gets stuck somewhere.
Well,
or
it's definitely multiverse. We know with all the characters coming in.
Or it's like, I know we've talked about Mephisto a little bit here and there, but was it Mephisto that Spider-Man made a deal with? When Mary Jane was killed, to bring her back to life, you know he did. Remember, he did a deal with somebody. I just can't
yeah.
remember exactly what it was. But
I'm not remembering that storyline. Super, I'm not remembering it well enough to comment on.
You know, I can't remember. It was like I said. It's not exact. His identity was known. Mary Jane was killed, and Fistu snapped his fingers and nobody remembered who he was and she was
yeah.
back alive kind of thing. But of course there was all kinds of consequences
yeah.
because of that. I don't know if that's where they're going. That's what I thought of when I heard No Way Home.
I'm so intrigued with where they're going because it's like, so this is clearly setting up the multiverse.
Mm-hmm.
And then Falcon and Winter Soldier, I think has to be, like, totally Earth-based, you know, like, that's the less fantastical story. You know, I think that's more the traditional thriller. But it does have fucking Baron in it, who created Wanda, so there could be some tie in there.
Mm-hmm.
And we get Black Widow, which isn't going to play with the multiverse. And
right.
then we get Shang-Chi, which I don't think
I have no
would.
Idea. I have no idea, to be honest.
I feel like Shang-Chi is going to be a fucking dope kung fu movie.
Me too, right. But I have no
but
idea
But I don't
how
think
it
it's going to play in the multiverse.
Yeah.
And then we have the Eternals, which I think will just play more like with the past. And like
I would think.
Give us
yeah.
kind of the birth of,
right.
of like superpowers.
Right, right.
But, like, we're not... I don't think we're going to see any real multiversal implications.
Do you...
Until Spider-Man. Like, Loki is going to deal with time. Eternals will deal with time. Ms. Marvel will probably not.
Yeah. Do you have any idea how long Tom Holland has left on his contract? Is he signed up for many more movies?
I have no idea.
I only asked that because No Way Home could also introduce Miles Morales if Peter Parker sacrifices himself. I don't know if they're ready to do that for live action, but Donald Glover has been introduced. Is it uncle or his cousin?
That's Miles Morales' uncle.
Right. So, you know.
It's Prowler.
It's there. I'm just saying. I don't know. I'm just saying.
I want to see Miles Morales in the MCU, but I want to see both Spider-Men together.
I would agree
because
with that.
I think Tom Holland is too good of a Peter Parker that, like, I want to see that
to
for
drop
the
him
long
now.
Haul. I want to see that for the long haul.
I'm with you, yeah.
I want to see him be Peter Parker through college and into his fucking 20s and 30s. Yeah, I want to see him mentor Miles Morales. Like, I want to see the Spider-Verse expand.
Yes.
Like, give me more of those characters together. There's way more fun stories.
Yep. I'm by no means hoping for that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to confuse things because I know sometimes this podcast makes things happen in the universe. I'm not trying to make that happen. I'm just asking the question.
You know what wouldn't surprise me? If it's No Way Home, that's December, it ends fucking Empire Strikes Back style downer. He is trapped.
Right.
He genuinely has no way home and he has lost. The next movie coming out is Multiverse of Madness. Doctor Strange saves him. That I could see happening.
Okay.
That it's kind of act one of that story. But so much.
So much. I mean, we're taking all this from a title of a movie. So it's not like we know for sure. But
right. But we do know that he's playing in the multiverse.
Yeah.
And we know that Doctor Strange is in the multiverse. Right. Like, I don't think that's that big of a leap.
No, I agree, yeah.
Based on the context clues. Yeah. I think that's probably the logical way to go.
I know. It's fun
stuff. It's going to be awesome.
It's fun stuff.
I can't, like... I am hoping that this doesn't set me up to be disappointed by Falcon and Winter Soldier, though. Just because I really like the kind of fantastical direction that they're going.
Yeah.
And I feel like Falcon and Winter Soldier doesn't go there. And like,
true.
Loki is going to be fantastical again. Like, I'm in that mood that I don't know if...
As long as Falcon and Winter Soldier give me some of that buddy cop lethal weapon feel, which I feel like they're going to do.
Yeah.
I'm going to be okay.
I think it'll be cool. I just don't know if it's what I have the appetite for in that universe at this moment.
I know what you mean.
You know, like, I feel like I've been primed now for, like, you are now giving me the world of magic and the world of time travel to take me back to a military thriller.
Yeah. But I think it's going to tell more of a story than that because it's going to, you know, they're, from what I kind of look at and read, you know, they're not really accepting Sam as Captain America.
Right.
You know, they're still kind of doing their own thing, working kind of independently.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, you know, you've kind of taken them out of the regular MCU hierarchy.
Yeah.
So they're, you know, you can have different people interacting with them or just them interacting with each other around people who don't matter, for lack of a better word, and just let them do their lethal weapon thing. They're, you know, I just think I think they play off each other so well.
Yeah.
As long as you have some solid writing, which I'm pretty confident they do at this point in the MCU.
I think it will be very good.
Yeah.
Is
it going to be the best thing ever? No. I don't see how.
I think it's going to be good. I just don't think it. I'm just primed up for this version of the story. Yeah. I'm more excited for Loki now.
Sure. Yeah.
Than that.
I like the premise of Loki. I like Quantum Leap. I love the
right,
you
exactly.
know, it's like
time
the idea.
Heist, man.
Right.
Yes. Give me more of that.
Right. Right.
Give me time travel and magic.
Totally.
Like, that's where I'm at right now.
Yeah. Now, having said that, I mean, if Captain America comes on TV, it's still a fun ride. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's not like it's.
I'm going to enjoy it.
Yeah. I'm with you.
I believe that.
Yeah. It's just this is where you're supposed to be at in the journey. This is where they want you at. Mm. So there's a reason they want you.
Me. They've got me hook, line, and sinker.
So you have to believe that there's a reason they want you to watch the next thing.
Because they know how to tell a story.
That's it. That's it.
Because they know even though I don't want a palate cleanser from Magic, I need a palate cleanser from Magic. So that the next time it shows up, it can hit me hard again.
Bigger Magic.
They know what they're doing.
That's right.
And I am feeding into the trap perfectly.
That's right. Right. If they gave you exactly what you wanted again, you'd be like, I just saw this.
I know.
I don't want this. I just saw this.
I know. God damn you, Kevin Feige.
Yep.
Brilliant son of a bitch.
In the best possible way.
Yeah.
God damn you.
Mm.
That's all I got today.
Yeah, man. That's a good place to round it out.
Thanks, kids.
See ya.